I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 8th. No injuries, but a lot of damage after a two-car crash in Quincy Center early today. Police say it happened at Bergen Parkway and Granite Street just after 12:30 a.m. No one was hurt. However, both vehicles had to be towed from the scene. It was raining when the crash occurred. However, the cause is still under investigation. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch hopes to introduce his proposed budget for the next fiscal year to the Quincy City Council on May 2nd. Koch says he's asked his department heads to hold the line on spending because he anticipates increased fuel costs and pay raises as union contracts are set to expire. The Quincy Art Association will be presenting a Kelly Cobble Memorial Award during this year's 24th Annual Arts Fest celebration. Cobble was the former president of the association and a strong supporter of the arts in Quincy. She died unexpectedly on March 12th at the age of 59. Arts Fest will be held May 21st and 22nd at the Koch Park and Recreation Complex on Marymount Parkway. The MBTA says there will be no pedestrian access from Columbia Street to the Bergen Parkway at the site of the old Lowe's Home Improvement Store this weekend as they prepare to take down that building. Pedestrians are advised to use Center Street to get to the Quincy Adams T station. A designated secure path from Columbia Street will be open on Monday. And a reminder that there are overnight lane closures on the expressway due to the East Milton Square Bridge Deck Repair Project. The state says the closures are taking place in both directions between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. for the rest of the month. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 8th.